Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Hello, everyone. I'm so inspired by our guest today because she has created this amazing therapy that combines surfing, mindfulness, and positive action. It's so wonderful that there's many approaches to health out there. Welcome to the show, Lena Dicken. Today we're going to discuss how Lena has created a dissertation and did work on how surfing helps people with treating addiction. Surf therapy can be used for anyone looking to bring balance in their lives and manage stress. Lena, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Erica. Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We're so excited to have you here today because it's so cool to talk about how surf therapy helps people.
Well, you know, the program really came about originally from my own personal experiences. I had the unique opportunity to move to the North Shore of Kauai when I was 20 years old. And I took a year off of school and I really sort of dedicated my life to learning how to surf. Sort of as strange as that sounds. It was sort of a burning desire that I had always had. And I surfed every single day, twice a day. And it was the hardest thing I have ever done in my life.
Learning how to surf?
It's one of those things that for anyone who's ever tried surfing, surfers make it look really easy.
Right.
But it really is very challenging. And through that year, I really saw that, this program could really help people. So this was when I was 20 years old, cut to 12 years later. I used my experiences and I saw that surfing was really difficult and I transformed it into the program for addiction because I saw, my patients at treatment centers where I was working, working so hard in their recovery and really, getting so much from the programs they're working in. And then, 6 months after, a year after, they would leave and, it would be heartbreaking. They thought they were ready to go. They thought they were ready to do it on their own. And they weren't. And I just saw this time and time again, over several years working at treatment centers. And I sort of thought to myself, in the back of my mind, I wonder if surfing could help with this program because surfing was so hard for me and fully recovering from addiction is also really, really hard. And so I started looking into the concept of positive reappraisal, which is turning, it's basically a fancy word for looking on the bright side of things. It takes challenging experiences and turns them into opportunities for growth. And so this program really happened sort of organically. I started at Beta Shuva. They had a surfing program that didn't have a lot of sort of beach time. They took people surfing. There was a little bit of an emphasis on recovery, but it wasn't really an established program. And then when I was interviewing for a position at Claire Foundation, they saw that I had that program on my resume and said, can you start this for us? We wanted to do this forever. We think this could be so great. And so I said, sure, I would love to do that. And around that time, my dissertation, my first dissertation topic sort of hit this massive wall and I just couldn't figure out how to study it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to change directions and I'm going to write my dissertation on the creation of this program. And so, I didn't really set out to create the program, but the seed was planted back when I was surfing in Hawaii and I had so many personal breakthroughs about how surfing just mirrored life in so many ways. So that's how the program came about, and then I piloted the program originally at Claire. It was really successful. Everybody loved it, and basically I decided to run with it. And I looked around and nobody was doing anything like this. That's how it started. So the program is set up. There are 8 weeks, and we meet once a week. the program is mirrored around the challenges of learning to surf and the challenges of overcoming addiction. So, for instance, lesson one is, this is going to be harder than you think it's going to be. And, you know, I ask people in the first group, you know, how many of you are in treatment for the first time? And some people will say, you know, this is my first time, this is my second time, third, fourth, you know, it goes on. And I'll say to the people that have been in treatment a few times, can you tell those participants that are here for the first time what happened? And the program is set up over 8 sessions, so over 8 weeks. And the reason for that is neurologically, that's how long it takes the brain to reap the benefits of mindfulness. And so there's about 45 minutes on the beach. We introduce the lesson, which is meant to highlight the parallel process between surfing and recovering from addiction. And then there's a meditation. So we teach our participants sort of the basics of meditation, and then we continue over the 8 weeks to deepen the actual practice of it. So the portion on the beach is sort of a two-part process. It's one, introducing the lesson of the day and also introducing the mindfulness lesson. And then we work mm-hmm. with established surf schools in Southern California. They take over, they provide the boards, the wetsuits, and the instruction, and then the participants go out in the water for about an hour and 15 minutes. It's, you know, first-time surfers mm-hmm. can't really stay out super long. And then after the experience, we come back and we talk about what happened, like, you know, what was your experience like physically? Yeah, what was it like physically? What was it like emotionally? How is it different, you know, from mm-hmm. your expectations? And, you know, what was it like to be not paying attention and get hit in the head by a wave? What was it like to fall off your board 25 times? Things like that.
Right. Okay, that's so like thorough, and I really appreciate you telling our audience about the actual process of it. Where can people find you?
They can find me at swsessions.com.
Okay, fantastic. And you're located in the Southern California, Los Angeles area?
Yeah, we're based out of Santa Monica, but right now we're serving all of Southern California. So
thank you so much, Lena, for discussing that with us today. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD with Erica Spiegelman. Thank you so much for listening, and be well.